Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining today's podcast. I'm Regina Hoshimi with Cisco's Analyst Relations team. Today, I'm very excited to speak with you regarding one of Cisco's latest collaboration announcements. To provide some color on today's news, I'm joined by Duncan Greywood, Senior Director of Cisco WebEx Mail, and Alex Haddon-Boyd, Director of Marketing for Cisco's Collaboration Software Group. Welcome, Duncan and Alex. Thank you for taking the time to be here with us today.
Thanks, Regina. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, Regina. We definitely have some exciting news to share with our audience today.
Great. Well, many of you may recognize Duncan from his previous role as CEO of Postpath. And since Cisco's acquisition in August of 2008, I'm sure you have been patiently anticipating updates on Cisco's future as an email provider. So with that said, today I am happy to formally introduce Cisco WebEx Mail, the next evolution of corporate email. Duncan, can you start by telling our listeners about the hosted email market and what makes Cisco WebEx Mail a distinct offering?
Sure, my pleasure. So the hosted email market is really a part of the broader corporate email market, and that market is beginning to go through two major transitions, we believe. One is indeed the move from everything in corporate email being done on-premise and into a large part of corporate email being served from the cloud. And we're already starting to see that transition, firstly in small companies, but increasingly across companies of all sizes. Then the second transition, which is just beginning, I think, is that email has for a long time been the core collaboration tool that people have used to work both inside and outside their company. And at the same time, we're seeing a new generation of tools coming through. And email's not being abandoned, but it is becoming a core part of that new generation of collaboration experience. And that means that email has to change quite a bit without dropping the familiarity that and universality that have made it so useful to people up to this point. And if we look at what Cisco is bringing to this market, then we are bringing a corporate-grade, cloud-based email service that is based on a very lean infrastructure backend that gives long-term price and cost of ownership advantages to customers. We are delivering a unique degree of Microsoft client interoperability, so especially with the Outlook client that people have grown so used to using, they can carry on using that without having to disrupt either IT or the user experience. And at the same time, we're also offering people a bridge to next-generation collaboration, and which can take many, many different forms, but we believe that the Cisco inbox, as we're calling it, can act as a meeting place for that next generation of tools, again, allowing people to evolve into new forms of working, and rather than trying to have them abandon what they already do, we're giving them a way of carrying on with what they already do, making it even more efficient, but also extending it into new styles of working.
Okay. And Alex, how is Cisco uniquely equipped to be successful in the hosted email space?
Well, Regina, first of all, Cisco really understands the need of enterprise customers and the needs of IT. Secondly, the success of WebEx as a software as a service provider gives us expertise in the cloud, which we can extend to the hosted email market. And third, the innovation from the Postpath acquisition that Duncan described has allowed us to overcome a lot of the barriers of yesterday's email solution and has given us a bridge to our vision of how email can be a vital part of the future of collaboration. And that bridge is what allows our customers to evolve and what allows email to evolve. And Duncan, maybe you can chime in and give us a little bit more detail on some of the ways that we meet those customer enterprise customer needs that I described and the needs of our IT departments.
Sure. So I think one thing that we've seen over the last few years is that the classic on-premise corporate email solution has often been subject to a bunch of limitations in the terms of the experiences that it gives to people. So, for instance, at a very simple level, people have often suffered from limited mailbox size or from limited mobile support. Really, by bringing the economics of the cloud to bear and the economics of lean infrastructure to bear on corporate email, we're able to remove those limitations. And we will, for instance, be going to market with a 5 gigabyte starting size for every user's mailbox and expecting many, many users to go way beyond that level in terms of the mailbox size they have.
That's happy. Immediate relief for a number of customers, and myself included.
Right, right. So for those people who are receiving large PowerPoints in their inboxes, this makes a huge difference. We're also happy to support mobile on every single user. And by that, we mean corporate-grade mobile, so things like ActiveSync for iPhone or Windows Mobile, or the BES, the BlackBerry Enterprise Server for BlackBerry or RIM devices. Even on the back end, we're also offering similar kinds of benefits or removals of limitations. So, for instance, today, most users in most companies do not have geographic redundancy in their email service. If the data center goes down, that's it until it recovers. We're providing real-time replication between geographically remote data centers, actually in different states in the U.S., so that if a meteorite or an earthquake were to hit and destroy one data center, very quickly your email will be up and running again in the remote data center, and you would be able to continue with your work as a customer without without disruption. So I think part of what we're bringing is very much the service that people are used to, no disruption to their Outlook experience, and carry on using familiar mobile devices, but just at a higher level than they've previously experienced. And I think another key area is really relieving IT departments of the cost of ownership burden of the on-premise infrastructure. So simply running that infrastructure in a reliable way, it can be done, but it's certainly a substantial burden and task for in-house IT, and really distracts in-house IT from concentrating on more productive projects that they could be undertaking. So by providing the kind of simple web management tools that we do, and by running the data centers and the monitoring piece, the service maintenance piece of the service ourselves, we're really able to make email and something that IT doesn't have to worry about anymore, but which is there and always available and always on for people. So that would kind of be the third area. I think we also are addressing some of the concerns that people would have, for instance, in the area of security. A lot of work has gone into our architecture in the security area. So just as one example amongst many, every single message that's transmitted to or from the client to the Cisco data center is encrypted. And, of course, that's generally not true today for on-premise email infrastructure, so we're actually aiming for a higher level of security than people have been used to historically. And then I think the sort of final area that I would really highlight most strongly is this, again, this idea of the Cisco inbox and the bridge to next generation collaboration. And we're bringing many of those tools right into the inbox itself through a Ajax Web 2.0 browser-based client. And the first version of that is available immediately now. And in future, we will be integrating a variety of Cisco tools, such as Cisco's enterprise social software platforms, products like WebEx Connect, Enterprise IM, products like the Unity voice products that Cisco has. And at the same time, we will also integrate a large number, or others will integrate for us, a large number of third-party tools and systems, so that when you are collaborating, you can choose to do it via your inbox, or you can choose to do it via a social system, or most likely, you actually choose to do it via both systems, and depending on who you're dealing with and what the nature of the task that you're addressing and so forth. So those are really the main pillars of the offering that we're bringing. And I guess the final thing that I would mention is that we are quite proud of the very scalable lean infrastructure that we have on the back end. And we certainly believe that that gives us very attractive long-term economics for customers. So to put a point in it, we definitely expect to save customers money in email, as well as providing them a better service and a richer service over time as well.
And, you know, one thing, Duncan, I would add to that is that Cisco's own IronPort capabilities will now be part of this service, so that customers will get the IronPort anti-spam, antivirus capabilities as part of using Cisco WebEx Mail.
Yeah, that's, and, that's a, as I say, that's a great example in the security area where we're really able to bring best-of-breed security technology to every user in the system.
Absolutely. So based on Duncan's description here and my mention earlier, I think what we're really doing with Cisco WebEx Mail is really enabling email to take its place in the collaboration space, not as an albatross or something that you have to do, an unnecessary, unlikable task, but as a very useful collaboration tool. And it really does complete our collaboration portfolio.
Yes.
Back to you, Regina.
Thank you. There's definitely never a dull moment here at Cisco. So, folks, we covered a lot of information today, and we'll certainly look forward to hearing news on Cisco WebEx Mail, the next evolution of corporate email. Duncan and Alex, thank you for being here with us today. I really look forward to hearing updates from you soon.
Thanks, Regina.
Sure, it was our pleasure.
Well, folks, that concludes our announcement podcast today. Thank you to our listeners for joining us, and we look forward to sharing timely news and updates with you in the future.